Yeah, pumped to have the football back in Ballarat at Mars Stadium again this weekend. Western United, the team we're all getting behind, taking to the field again, and it's going to be a good one.
Oh, yes.
You, Jack.
It should be a good one, because they're coming off a win, and we're joined on the line by Dylan Priest. Dylan, how are you going this morning, man?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks for having me, guys.
Like, we are absolutely loving supporting you guys as Western United. You're doing very well so far, as Jack said, second on the ladder. How are you feeling about playing on Mars Stadium again?
Yeah, you know, we're very familiar with that stadium. We've played over the last couple of years, played a few times in Ballarat. So we're very familiar and excited to be playing there again this week.
Now, Dylan, you have played, football? We'll say football because I know that's the term. I don't want to say soccer because that's almost being offensive to the art form you play. Being a football player, what's something that you look forward to about game day?
I think, you know, it's just you train all week for the game, and when the game comes, you know, that's showtime, and you're there with all your mates, and just the nerves about it. Yeah, I think that's part, like, one of my favourite things about it, just, like, walking out before and just getting ready to know you're going to have fun and go out there with your best mates and win a game.
Do you have, like, a pre-game ritual, Dylan? Like, anything you do or listen to before you go out on the pitch?
To be honest, not really. I know there's a few boys that are superstitious and have some rituals, but I'm pretty free-spirited. I don't really have anything that I do all the time. I just go with the flow more.
I like that, yeah.
Now, you, as well as playing for Western United, you actually represented Australia, which was kind of cool, at the Olympics over in Tokyo. Can you give us a bit of a rundown how that was? Because I imagine the vibe would have been really strange. Going to the Olympics, you're expecting huge crowds, but there were no crowds. Your rooms were, well, they were quite small. You were sleeping on cardboard boxes. How was it playing in front of no one? Was it weird?
To be honest, yeah, like, the Olympics is one of the biggest, well, probably, apart from the World Cup maybe, but the biggest event in the history of sport. And it was a bit weird because, you know, you expect all these crowds and everyone to be going crazy and all that, but, you know, no one was there and, you know, we weren't allowed out of our hotel. We couldn't explore Japan, but we didn't stay in the village as well. Our group was based in different parts of Japan, so we never got to stay in the cardboard bed.
So you got proper beds.
Cool.
Yeah, so we were in quite nice hotels, actually.
Oh, that's good. That's always nice, isn't it?
Not a bad life, eh, Dylan?
No, not bad at all. But, yeah, it was a bit of a weird feel, but it was still amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Would you aim to go back to another Olympics?
Well, the thing is with football, it's under 23.
Yep.
I'm 22, so I won't be eligible to the next one.
Same rules as an MTV host. Once you hit 23, you're out. Isn't that how it goes? Anyway, you're taking on the Central Coast Mariners this weekend. How do you think you're going to go?
Yeah, look, Central Coast Mariners, look, no game is easy in the A-League, and Central Coast have won their last couple of games and they're doing really well. Like, it's going to be a tough game for us, but, you know, we've stayed solid all year. You know, we're second, but we've got a few games in hand on Melbourne City. Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we appreciate you, and good luck on Saturday. It's an afternoon game. 2:05 is kickoff. Dylan Priest, thank you so much for joining us, defender for Western United Football Club. Thank you so much, and good luck on the weekend.
No, thanks for having me, guys.